Yesterday we started learning about Ma'ariv on Friday night. One thing we didn't mention yet, and that is, as many people have a meaning of saying before Mincha, Heidu and Pasach Liyo on Friday night. So Pasach Liyo is an old custom that people already say Sfardim, and the Chassidic Olam says Pasach Liyo, which is introduction to the Zohar, by the way. And also we say Heidu before Pasach Liyo, which is chapter 107 Tillim. The reason why we say Heidu before Mincha on Friday afternoon, because in that parak of that's from the Baal Shem Tov, by the way. The Baal Shem Tov instituted to say parak Kuv Zayin before Mincha Friday night. And the reason for that, in that chapter of Tillim, it speaks about the four people that bench Gomel, all the very survivors of Gomel. And the Baal Shem Tov said, when you finish the week, you survive the week, so then you bench Gomel, so to speak, by thanking Hashem before Mincha on Friday that he protected us for the week. Okay, now, the difference we learned, this is where we're up to from last night. Kabbalistically, it says, and this is our minig, that, okay, let me, there's different aspects of Shabbos. Okay? There's different aspects of Shabbos. There's Friday night aspects, Shabbos day aspect, Shabbos afternoon aspect. If you look in the Kiddush Friday night, this is very interesting, okay? If you want to take in the Siddur on page 178, okay, when you say after Eishes Chayil, Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil, you say Askinu Sudasa, we're getting the Siddur of, okay, at the end of it, it says Dohi Sudasa, this is the meal of Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin, which literally means a holy apple orchard, Uzer Anpin. Vatika Kadisha, Zer Ampin is Zoh, the six spheres of Atzilis. Atika Kadisha is Atik. But if you look at the order, it's Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin, then Zer Ampin, and then Vatika Kadisha. Okay, look at the Kiddush Shabbos day. Page 248. Okay. In the Askinah Sudasa, middle of the page, we say again, Dohi Sudasa, but we change the order. Atika Kadisha, then Chakapatu, Tapuchin Kadishin, then Uzeret Anpin. It's a different order. If you look at Shalashudis of Shabbos, on page 270, in that Askinah Sudasa, middle of the page, you say Dohi Sudasa of Ze'er Ampin, then Atika Kadisha, then Chakapoto Tapuchin Kadisha. So the order, Friday night, Shabbos day, and Shabbos afternoon, are three different orders of the same things. Chakal Tapuchin Kadisha, Ze'er Ampin, Atika Kadisha, or a different order of the three. What is that? Those represent the different levels of Shabbos. Friday night is one level of Shabbos, Shabbos day is another level of Shabbos, and Shabbos afternoon is a third level of Shabbos. Completely different levels. Now, if you look in the Ma'ariv of Friday night, on page 168, okay, fourth paragraph, we say, Alokeinu v'alokei aviseinu ritzeinovim nuchaseinu. Then we say at the end of the bracha, okay, it says, V'yanuchu vah kol Yisrael. Vah means in her. Shabbos day at Shachris and Musaf on page 214, it says, V'yanuchu voy, not vah. The Shabbos day we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, Yanuchu Vay, in it, not in her, in him. Shabbos to Mincha in the same bracha, we say on the top of 238, that was Musaf. Mincha on page 262, we say, Shabbosais kotshecha, plural, v'yanuchu vam, kol Yisrael. So Friday night we say v'yanuchu va, Shabbos day, Shachris and Musaf, we say v'yanuchu voi, and in Mincha we say v'yanuchu vam. Why is there that change between va, voi, and vam? So this is the same difference between the three levels of Shabbos. Is it Chakal Tapuch and Kaddish and Zeram and Atika Kaddish? What the different orders of the Friday night, Shabbos day, and the Shabbos afternoon? No, Mincha is Vam. 262. Yeah, but it's different levels of Shabbos. It's not Stam.
I'm just saying that's the same.
Yeah.
Hey,
Bob. Huh?
Like a thing that the wife wears at nighttime. She's the one that does the whole Friday night. Like, it's the man's time to prepare, so they wear it.
And then Shabbos afternoon, everybody's supposed to prepare. Okay. That's not the reason I call Api Kabbalah, but that's good. So, this is the difference between. So, Api Kabbalah. Not up in Kabbalah, they say the same thing. But according to Kabbalah, Friday night is one level of Shabbos, Shabbos day is the second level of Shabbos. The holiest time of Shabbos is Shabbos afternoon. Mincha time is what's called Raivin, the Chol Raivin, will of all wills, which is the holiest time of Shabbos. Huh? No. No. What?
Bo and bo.
No, bo and bo. Yalev
Yavei?
Yeah. No. Very
nice.
Yalev
Yavei?
Okay, that's. That's because grammar over there, one's male, one's female, one pillar. Well, that's nothing to do with this level of Shabbos. Okay. Next. When you finish my what? Right.
What about all the days before Yom Tov that Hashem saved us?
It doesn't say why. There's different customs, by the way, with that. It is brought down even different minhagim, whether you say it or you don't say it. But the Pearl I'm meaning is not to say it. No, that's only, no. If Yom Tov is Friday night, we say it. It's only in the middle of Yom Tov. No, if Yom Tov starts Friday night, we do say Haidu.
No, I'm saying Yom Tov.
No, because in the middle of Yom Tov, there's a Yom Tov there. So Yom Tov itself is a different Madreiga.
And the Tanakh we say only when Shabbos, but let's say if it's...
Because we say it on a full week. You could say it every day, Vitaloha. So why don't we say every day? Okay. What?
You mentioned right in the writing, just one question for Soda Shlishi or anything we can have to. And that could be any time after Chatzon or Dafka after Mincha.
Halachically, it doesn't have to be after Mincha.
So after Chatzon?
Yeah. It depends if you're eating the second meal after Chatzais.
Right.
It's supposed to be the third meal later on. Yeah. Technically, depends. If you don't eat cake Shabbos morning before davening, according to those opinions, then Shabbos day is the second meal. Right? But if you technically have mezainis before davening, Shabbos morning, then the Shabbos afternoon meal is really the third Suda.
Oh, really?
It doesn't have to be in the right order. The Mashal, Halacha says, we're going to get there. If what happens to somebody, for whatever reason it is, could not have a meal Friday night. The wife is giving birth in the hospital. They're in the hospital a whole Friday night. They didn't have a chance to eat the meal Friday night. So Shulchan Aruch says, you eat three meals Shabbos day.
So you can eat a meal before davening at that time?
Well, if you hold that, you can eat mezainis.
Huh?
Can't wash before davening, even though there's not halachically too much of a difference. But probably the minute you don't wash, yeah.
You have to eat before davening, some
No, most people dafka don't.
Right. So the shlishi becomes the second meal of the day.
There's a story before the Rebbe was Rebbe, when he was in 770, in the Friedrich Rebbe's lifetime. So they would come before lulav as esrig benching. We'd be lulav and esrig. We don't eat. So the Rebbe would bring a thermos of coffee. They branched on the Friedrich Rebbe's lulav, right? So our Rebbe brought like a thermos of coffee and cake. So, and he was giving it out after lulav bench, before davening. So somebody said to him, you know, publicly doing it, eating before. So the Rebbe answered with a chassidic minig, you don't have to be embarrassed. This is what we do and this is what we do.
Was that the minhag?
It's not a mitzvah to eat before davening. The reason why you're allowed to eat, normally you're not allowed to eat before davening. It's a din Shulchan Aruch. Okay. But Shulchan Aruch says that if you're able to daven better by having something to eat, so you can have a light snack. So because Chassidim used to get up early and daven for a long time, so they needed energy to daven, so they would eat before davening.
But also someone who's hungry has a din of
a flame. Everybody's always hungry, but everybody's really sick. Everybody's really sick. Everybody's hungry and everybody's sick. Okay, anyway, after Shmoneh Esrei, Friday night, we say again, oh, let's go. In the Shmoneh Esrei of Maariv Friday night, we say, Vayichul HaShemayim V'Aretz Chol Tzvam. Why do we say it? Because the Gemara says, whoever says Vayichulu Friday night is basically a testimony that Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. So the Gemara says, whoever says Vayichulu Friday night becomes a partner with Hashem in creation. Okay? So therefore, we say Vayichulu in the Shmoneh Esrei. Why do we say it again after the Shmoneh Esrei? Everybody together says Vayichulu Hashemayim V'Aretz Chol Tzvam. So Shulchan Aruch says a very strange thing, by the way. Because when Yom Tov falls out Friday night, then in the Shmoneh Esrei of Yom Tov, you don't say Vayichulu. So it's so important to say Vayichulu Friday night. We say it again after Shmoneh Esrei, because like this year, Yom Tov was Friday night, Shabbos and Sunday, right? So Friday night was Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, was Shabbos and Sunday. So Friday night, we don't say it in the Shmoneh Esrei. So therefore, it's so important to say Vayichulu. So Chachamim said, for those weeks that we don't say Vayichul in the Shmoneh Esrei of Maariv, because it's Yom Tov Maariv, we should say Vayichul. So already we say it every single Friday night of the week.
We say Vayichul by the Kiddush.
1 second. Then it says in Halacha, why do you say it again by Kiddush? It says because your household who didn't daven Maariv needs to hear Vayichul. Which is interesting because according to the Minig and Halacha, if you daven, okay, there was a regular Shabbos, and you're going home to make Kiddush by yourself, you still say Vayichulu. There's an Indian of saying Vayichulu HaShemayim V'Aretz 3 times. Now, if you notice, many people have a custom that what happens if they're davening Shmoneh Esrei over time, and they're not saying Vayichulu with the minyan, so they have a custom, they'll call over another person, and together they'll say Vayichulu HaShemayim V'Aretz. Let me finish. There's a minute that you call over another person and to say Vayichulu. Why? Because it's a testimony that Hashem created heaven and earth. Testimony needs 2 people. So therefore, there's a minute, which most of the people in the world, by the way, do, that they say it with somebody else. In Chabad, the minute is we don't need somebody else, we say it ourselves. Why? Because we have a nefesh al kis, nefesh abamis, so we have 2 already. Machachin is a man's man, my baby, my Kim Swilla, I'll tell you, I'm going to